Hey, Chris, coming at you from the Mighty Decibel. Welcome back. It's the end of the month, which means it's time for us to name our fave albums from March of 2024 across the four categories that we cover here at the Mighty Decibel. Those being extreme metal, stoner doom, hardcore punk, and hard and heavy. Lots of action to talk about, so let's get into it. Okay, we'll start with extreme metal, black metal first, as usual. So our black metal pick of the litter comes from Germany's Ad Mortem with their debut full-length In Honorem Mortis. So opening with a short atmospheric instrumental flourish, the four-piece thereafter wastes no time in delivering speedy melodic black metal with excellent throat-shedding vocals and triumphant memorable guitar riffage. Fans of the Mighty Thy Primordial will dig this one. Easily eclipsing the competition on claiming the best thrash album of the month is The Hooded Ones' Midnight with their six full-length Hellish Expectations. So now this is the shit, man. As Midnight drop all pretensions and deliver 25 minutes of blitzkrieg speed thrash that'll rip you a new one. Fucking phenomenal album of the year to date. Santiago, Chile's Violent Scum claim one of our two top death metal records of March with their portion of the new split EP with Cambion called Cults of Black Death. Old school death metal on this one, complete with a punishing rhythm section, including a drumming performance that'll beat your innards into a pulp. Christian fans are hereby directed to check this one out. Our second highlighted death metal record of the month is Harbinger of Woe, the fourth full-length from Brodequin. So the Knoxville, Tennessee threesome delivers straight-up brutal death metal on this one, complete with indecipherable pig grunt vocals that I usually don't take to. However, the strength of song can't be deterred here. Punishing. We'll be right back. switch over to stoner doom metal now, shall we? Well, Early Moods kicked everyone's butts in 2022 with their self-titled debut full-length, landing high on our end-of-year doom list here at the Mighty Decibel. So it's no surprise that their sophomore A Sinner's Past tops our doom list of March. Similar to the debut, the LA California acts steer close to the old school doom blueprint, following in the steps of the Masters, Black Sabbath, Witchfinder General, and Trouble. Yet another excellent month for hardcore punk, so much so that we've got three excellent sources of noise for you to check out. So our D-beat pick of the month goes to Greek Warrior's Dishonor for their Mass Extinction 6-trap EP. To be precise, this one's a crust D-beat affair that'll grow hair on your chest if you can handle the 14-minute pummeling. Best of luck! Hailing from the Netherlands comes the self-titled debut by Traumatizer. In your face being the operative word here, the waves of furious hardcore punk come at you continuously, while the female vocals hysterically blitz the brain cells, unrelenting. If you thought that one was crazed, wait until you check out the new demo by Ruined Virtue. You're first met with sneering vocals that admonish everyone and everything, and then you're faced with a mix of bulldozing and speed-infested hardcore punk noise that suggests that these lads aren't particularly pleased with their lot in life. One of the best hardcore punk albums of the year to date. Okay, on to our fourth and final category, hard and heavy, which is basically our catch-all. Anything else that's heavy that doesn't fit into the first three categories. And a strong month. We could have been lazy and just pointed to the new releases by Judas Priest and Bruce Dickinson, but nah, let's cast the net a little further, shall we? So there's two excellent examples of hard and heavy for you this month. First up being UK trad power unit Lord Goblin. So regular viewers to this channel will know that I don't particularly partake in power metal, but Lord Goblin play a version way beyond their peers, mixing in black metal riffing amongst some epic songwriting and grandiose vocals. The belligerent organ work applied on top seals the deal for me. The final two tracks alone, clocking in at close to 12 minutes, will leave you gobsmacked and mad award. Aggressive, epic, and altogether totally original, a hearty two thumbs up for Lord Goblin. Energetic trad metal is more your style, then I heartily encourage you to check out Razor Wire by Austin, Texas metalheads Mean Mistreater. So youthful exuberance on display here. This five-piece are ready and willing to provide you with your next dose of old-school metal-up-the-ass mayhem. And oh yeah, Janice Gonzalez vocals rule too. If you headbang to Savage Master's last outing, Those Who Hunt at Night, or First Sighting by Bloodstar, then you should be dropping everything and checking this baby out. So there you have it, the Mighty Decibels fave albums from March 2024. If there's anything that we missed that you want to share with everybody, please put it down below. And remember to check in next Monday for our new release Monday. Tuesdays, we have our In 40 Minutes curated playlist. Wednesdays and Thursdays, for the next little bit, we're going to be having live reviews and some of the odd album reviews, best of, top tens, that sort of thing. You know where to go, www.themightydecibel.com. Have a great one, eh? Bye.